that's part of today is, again, you know, our ability to run the football really, you know, paid dividends today in the game. You know, the defense did a great job on third down. I think those are the two, you know, areas that really stood out in my mind, just kind of sight unseen, as we were able to control the ball, running the ball. I thought Andy played very efficiently today. He got us in and out of the right things and handled the line of scrimmage very well today. So it was a good win. Again, I thought all three phases, you know, we were backed up a little bit there in the third quarter and didn't get the ball down the field maybe as much as Kev's been doing it lately. But we were able to kind of overcome our third quarter and then kind of put the game away there in the fourth. So that was good. Started the fourth right away.
Marvin, you talked about Andy being good. He's been really good for the last three games. And again, no picks, 415 yards of offense. Is he doing something different? Or you kind of challenge guys around him? Or as you say, he's leading this team a little bit.
He's done, you know, since the bye, you know, Andy's had a good season throughout. But, you know, I really think when we're able to, you know, during the bye week time is just, you know, look at us. And I think our team came out of that, you know, with a focus and so forth and of what we need to do. And we wasted some opportunities. And, you know, now we're, you know, you want to play your best football in December. You know, we weren't very good in October. We've been a little better in November and we're getting close to December. We got to keep going.
Marvin, how much does the run game with this effective has it been the last couple of weeks helping things up for the rest of the offense?
Well, it makes it – it pays huge dividends. And, you know, because you're getting opportunities to – you know, today they were going – you know, after the first part of the game, okay, we're not going to let 18 beat us anymore. Okay, so then let's just run the football, you know. And Ben Jarvis is running up through there, and there's nobody at home because everybody's standing over there by 18. And, you know, and that's a good thing. And, you know, we just have to keep going and doing things, you know, correctly. You know, the linemen love to run the football, I mean. And, you know, that gets them excited.
What was your view of what happened there during the fourth quarter?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, I think, you know, they, in my opinion, took a little bit of a cheap shot at the quarterback. And, you know, Andrew came to his rescue, plain and simple.
Talk about the first quarter and just the way you set the tone for this game, both offensively and defensively. This team.
Well, it was those things we said, you know, our ability to run it. We set up field position defensively. We made some big catches and runs there, even, you know, after the thrown passes that set up those scores. And then the defense on third down was marvelous in the first half of the game.
When you self-scouted, what type of things did you see and what type of things did you lose?
Well, we weren't, you know, John, we weren't doing a good enough job when we were at the point of attack making critical plays in critical moments of games. And, you know, we had our opportunities and we weren't getting it done, whether it be allowing a third down completion on defense or not converting a third down on offense. Or maybe it was a play earlier in the game where we've got a guy where we beat a guy one-on-one and we don't make the throw or we don't make the catch or we fall off, a guy falls off of some protection. You know, one thing happens that sets you back a little bit. And I think that was the thing. And I really think, you know, as coaches and players, we've done a better job of getting our guys, you know, they're still in the positions, but we're making those plays. And, you know, Mo Sanu's been a great lift for us, you know, getting him up and running full time. And he's been a great asset opposite AJ. And that's been big for us. And, you know, Jermaine continues to play well. And, you know, Benny's hitting his stride now. Sid Pearman has been good lift for us on offense. And, you know, defensively, Crocker has really settled things down in what we're doing defensively. And, you know, so, you know, we've had to make some adjustments personnel-wise, and those guys have responded, and they're doing a good job.
Tremendous faith in Nugent that last play of the first half going.
Well, you know, it was surprising when he missed the one before. But, I watch him make those kicks all the time. And so, yeah, I have a lot of faith in Mike, and, you know, he hit that one good. He hit that one about as poorly as he hit the one before, so.
Any thought of maybe Hail Marying it or feel good about that?
No, I felt like we had one timeout left. We were able to get the ball up and down and get the timeout called and then have an opportunity to, you know, to get 3 points.
How much of what you guys have been able to do in the last few weeks is simply confidence in one another?
It's a big part of it, Paul. It's a huge part of confidence. You know, it's what it is. I mean, there's a you got to do things confident. You can't get, what's the word, unnerved or nerve, whatever the word is. You got to know that the guy beside you, you know, if I get mine done, the guy beside me will get it done. And if we're not quite perfect this play, we'll get it the next play. And just keep doing it. Don't press. Just keep playing. And I think that's the thing. You know, we're it's third and four. Well, okay, if we're where we are, maybe we're going to go for it on fourth down. So, you know, Jay's got the opportunity to take those shots because we have some confidence in our guys executing and picking up those fourth down plays and some things that way. So we just have to stay aggressive with what we're doing. The players are really taking to the things, and guys are seeing, you know, no matter where you started a week ago, you might be the guy in the line of fire next week. So make sure you're ready when your number gets called. And, you know, Mosinu took full advantage of an opportunity, and you know, Tate's taking advantage. And so we're getting guys doing that, Sid Pearman. So, you know, that's been, I guess, the best thing is the response. Gilberry on defense, you know, who are taking advantage of opportunity to play.
Coach, it was downplayed throughout the week. Was there any emotional feeling playing against Carson?
Well, I think our guys had some emotions, and I think that it's over now. It's done. It's over, and I think everybody can move on. And we are where we are. Carson's where he is, and you know, he's a fine football player. And but we're all in different spots now.
Remember after the Jacksonville game, 3-1. Kind of saying the same kinds of things about guys getting opportunities and taking advantage of them, and you lose four in a row.
We did.
Well,
we didn't make.
Why is now different than then?
Well, I got to keep pressing and make sure it is different. You know, I have to make sure it is different. We can't have any backslides. I mean, we know a backslide makes it hard for us. Right now, we can control our own destiny, per se. And you know, if we backslide, it's up to other people.
Defensively, how much momentum did it give you on that first drive, getting the two sacks and getting a roll?
Well, it kind of got them out of the sequence, which was good, you know, because correct me if I'm wrong, but then they make a big play. They made an 8-yard run on first down or something like that. So getting the sack on second down was huge to get them off sequence.
What's the difference in Ben Jarvis now in the last month or so?
He's still the same guy, John. We're doing a little better job of blocking him and spreading him out, you know. That's I'm still waiting for a running back that can block them up front and then carry the ball. So one day, maybe they'll make one of those guys.
Talk about the interior of your line, because the last couple of weeks, those runs up the middle.
Well, those young guys are really, I mean, doing a great job. And, you know, they've played now, what, 4 ball games together, whatever it's been. And they're enthusiastic. They're doing a good job. They're smart kids. They understand football. They make the calls, the right calls for the most part, and they're getting on people, and they can move them.
Talk about entering December. The race has finally come back to you a little bit.
Well, that's what you want to do. We had to overcome October, and so we had an okay November, so now let's have a better December. I mean, that's the key. We need to have a better December than we had in November. So. That's our key right now. That'll give us a chance for a great January.
The play before the scuffle, how big of a break do you think that was, that inadvertent was?
It was big. I didn't see the play, so I don't know, you know, what happened. All I saw was the ball on the ground and them picking it up. So, in my opinion, it was a big break, you know, to get the opportunity to go back at it again and them not either having the ball there or a touchdown, obviously, because that was, you know, there was still, I think, 7 minutes to go in the game at that point, something like that. 7:22, maybe, to be exact.
You never want to see a guy get ejected, but how can that be a rallying point to see Witt come to Andy's defense?
No, we don't want to see guys ejected. You know, we don't want to get in that situation.
If it wasn't a 2-score game, would you have still challenged Benny?
Well, got some bad info. That's all. person supposed to give me info didn't give me the info, and so that's my fault. That's my bad, and I can only listen to one person, and you know. But it was a resounding, oh, he scored. But that's, you know, obviously I lived through that one, but I can't do that, and that's a mistake on my part.